Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Remember how we learned in the last Perik that there were different series of Tenesim the Chazal put into place as the weeks go on with that rain. And we spoke about the last seven, the Tanis HaAchronis, Shel Tzibur. One of the Chumras that we spoke about during these last seven Tenesim is that Masriyan B'Shoifer. And we explained then that was done during the Davening. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn what the Seder was for Tefillah during these Tanesim. Seder Tani is Ketzah. What was the Enhaga? What was the order how they fasted? During the first Tanesim, up until the last seven, they davened regular, the way they davened every day. But during these last seven Tanesim, here's what went on. Motziyan es HaTeva, they would take out the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah inside. They would take it out L'Rechai V'Shal Ir, to an open wide area, underneath the sky. And that's where they would daven. Why did they do this? Why did they go out to daven on the street? To be meramis, we tried crying quietly in the base of Knesset where no one sees us, but we weren't answered. So now, we're going to be mevaza ourselves b'faresia. We're willing to cry out and admit we were wrong, we have to do tshuva, we're willing to do this publicly because we want our tshuva to be complete. Furthermore, it's like we're going into galus. We're going into exile. We have to leave the base of Knesset. And we're hoping that this galus should be a kapara. Vaitra zakta mishnah. V'naisnin efer makla. Efer makla means ashes that came through burning. Perhaps you will ask, well, don't all ashes come through burning? So the Batanura explains, we're stressing efer makla. You shouldn't confuse this with afar, with dust. No, it had to mamish be ashes that was burnt. And we bedavka want ashes. It should be Ma'ar Rachmanis and Klal Yisrael. So the Naisnin, they put this Ephraim Makla, these ashes, Al Gabi HaTeva, on the backs of the Sefer Torah inside. Some Rishonim say they put it Mamish on the Sefer Torah. They have such a girs in the Gemara. The Gemara explains the reason they put ashes on the Aron Kodesh is to show that the Shechina is with us in pain. Kaviyachal. Imaya Noichi Betzara. And then one of the people would take from these ashes and he would place it uberosh hanasi on top of the Rosh Sanhedrin. Uberosh Av Bezdin. The Av Bezdin was like the second in rank to the Nasi. For example, Rabbi Gamliel in his time was the Nasi and Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. Why did they put ashes on them? To be mevayish them. So that their tefillahs will be more effective. That's like others put it on them. They didn't even put it on themselves. Because one cannot compare a situation where one embarrasses himself to when others embarrass him. I think we have to learn from this a very important lesson. Sometimes we get embarrassed and we get angry. Why get angry? You see that a person has a much stronger kayach hatfila when he's embarrassed. That's why they did this. Of course, Chas v'Shalom, we're not allowed to embarrass people, but this was a takanas chazal. But if it ever happens that you get embarrassed or someone embarrasses you, don't get angry. Use those kaiches within you. Use those emotions to daven to Hashem. Because then your kaiches would be very strong. After they put the ashes on the Rosh Hanasi and the Rosh Av Bezdin, so v'chal echad v'echad noisein v'roshay. Every member of the tzibur that was gathered over there would place ashes on his own head. Really, when it comes to things that aren't such a kavod, we don't start with the gedolim. So l'chayr over here, it's not such a kavod. Why do we start first with the Nasi and the Av Bezdin? Well, the Gemara explains, the Lamaisa is a kavod. Because by putting the ashes on the heads of the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, it shows the world, these are the people that are chashiv. These are the people whose tefillahs really work. They have a kayach tefillah, and if they're in a matzav of busha, their kayach tefillah is greater. So really, at the end of the day, it is a chashivas. The Gemara also explains, they put the ashes on the place where we would put tefillin. On the part of your head where you would put your tefillin on. And that's as a remez that we are hoping for the fulfillment of the nevuah in Yeshaya, where the Navi promises us, pe'er tachas efer, that the tefillin will be there instead of the ashes. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, hazaken shebehen oimel lefneyen divrei kivusha. The Gemara explains, l'chadchila, we appoint someone who is both a zaken, an elderly tzaddik and a chacham, a talmud chacham, to say these divrei kivushin. Divrei kivushin means words of musar. Really, to be kivish means to invade. But if someone is a very erlich person and he says words of musar, it invades your heart. The words, like, take us over and we do tshuva. Lechatchila, the one who says these divrei kivushin should be both a zaken and a chacham. But if there is no zaken over there, who is also a chacham, then it could be any chacham, even if he's young. And if there's no chacham, then the zaken should say it. And if there's no chacham and no zaken, then any person that has a tzura, that has a good image, should say it. A kind of person that people will listen to him. And what did he say? He would say, Achenu, my dear brothers, Loi Nemra the Anshei Ninveh does not say amongst the people of Ninveh, when Hashem listened to their tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reversed the Gzeirah to turn over the city. It doesn't say V'yar Elokim that Hashem saw as Sakam their sackcloth, V'yas Tanisam and their fasting. Ella, rather, what does the Pasuk say? V'yar Elokim es Maseyem, Hashem saw their actions. Kishavu midarkam hara, they changed their ways from bad to good. That is what was Mevatel, the difficult Gezeirah. It's the tshuva and the masim tovim, not the sak and the tainus. Well, you may ask, so why then do we fast? And the answer is, the fasting breaks our heart. It's machnia, our heart. When a person eats, he feels like he's a big shot, like he owns the world. When you fast, you realize how vulnerable you are. Without food, we're nothing. And we begin to think, oy vey, those terrible averas that we did. And through the tainus, we come to a higher level, the level of tshuva. It's like a plumber that comes with a wrench. Is the wrench going to cause the water to come if the water is not coming? No, but the wrench is going to help the plumber open the pipe. That's what the zaken means to say. Of course they put on sackcloth and they fasted. But it's not the fasting that's going to bring the answer. It's if the fasting does its job right. It leads us to tshuva. It opens our heart. So once again, the Zaken says, Loi Nemar does not say B'anshe Ninveh in regard to the people of Ninveh who taka reversed the difficult Gzeirah. It doesn't say V'yar Elokim es Sakam v'es Tanisam, Hashem saw their sackcloth and their tainus. Ela rather, V'yar Elokim es Maseyam, Hashem saw their actions. Ki shavu midarkam hara, they changed from their bad ways. You know what the people of Ninveh did? Even if someone stole a beam and he built it into his palace, he took apart the entire palace. He didn't just pay for the beam. Even though there's a takanas chachamim in halacha that you don't have to do that, you can just give money. Weiter, he told them, ubekabalahu aimer. And then we find in the words of Nevi'im, which is under the category of Kabbalah. What does that mean? Rashi over here in the Masechtas Tanis explains where the Navi was given an order, beferish, to explain something to Klal Yisrael, that's called Kabbalah. But if we find something in the Pasuk and we're medayik from what it says in the Pasuk, like by the story in Yaina, we're just medayik from what the Pasuk says. It's not that it's a direct command that the Navi is giving us. So that's not called Kabbalah. But either way, Uba Kabbalah Hu Aymer, we find by the Navi Yael, he told Klal Yisrael Beferish, it's not enough just to rent your garments. It's not enough for you just to rip your clothes. Vekiru levavchem. Rip your hearts. Of course, that's just an expression. It means open up your hearts and do real tshuva from the depth of your heart. Yal begdechem, and not your clothes. Rashi explains in Yoel that the pasuk means as follows. If you rip your hearts, meaning to say, chas v'shalom, we don't do anything physically to ourselves. It means to say, if we open up our hearts and do tshuva, we stop thinking about our taivas, we start worrying more about someone else, we start thinking about what our purpose is in life and why Hashem sent us here. If we do v'kiru levavchem properly, so v'al bigdechem, it won't be necessary for us to have to rent our clothes. So if we simply touch the words, it means v'kiru levavchem. The Navi says Hashem wants us to open our hearts, to rip open our hearts, v'al bigdechem, not just your clothes. Rashi is saying that pshat is v'kiru levavchem, if we're going to do tshuva properly by opening our hearts, v'al bigdechem, it won't be necessary for us to have to rent our garments, Chas V'Shalom. Hashem will accept our tshuva. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that during these last seven tanesim that were for the tzibur, they would take out the teva, the aron that the sefer Torah is inside. We discussed different reasons for this. We tried, but seen that we tried when no one was looking, meaning to say in the Beis HaKnesses, where the street didn't see, we weren't answered. Now we're going to be mevaza ourselves b'faresya. Chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean that tefillah is something to be embarrassed about, but it means to say the fact that obviously we weren't zeichah that our tefillah should be answered by doing it outside, and perhaps by being embarrassed, our tshuva will be more complete than Meiri explains. We explained another reason for this is that it should be like a kind of a galus. We're going into galus. We're leaving the Beis HaKnesses. We're taking the Sefer Torah with us. We're hoping the galus should be a kapara. There's really another reason, and it's brought down in the Bat Tanura. The Aron Kodesh was tzinua in the Beis HaKnesses. That's really its kavod. But now, because of our averus, we have to take it out. And they would place ashes on the teva, on the Aron Kodesh, something on the Sefer Torah itself. The ashes was to be me'orer, the schus of Akedas Yitzchak. The other inyan of the ashes over here, which was placed on the Aron Kodesh, was to show that whenever we are betzarais, there is an inyan of imay anoichi betzara. Hashem feels our tzar kaviyachal. Hashem is with us in our pain. Hashem feels the pain of people. That's why it's a skulim when we daven to Hashem. When a person davens to Hashem that he's betzar, he should say, Hashem, you're also betzar, because if we're betzar, you're betzar, so help yourself. Afterwards, they would take the ashes and put it on the head of the nasi and the av bezdin. And everyone would then take ashes and put it on their own head. And the zakin would tell them, divrei kivushin, lechatchila, it should be both a zakin, an old man, and a chacham. If not, if there's no zakin, take a chacham. If there's no chacham, then we take a zakin. And if we don't have either, we take someone who has a tzura, who we think people are going to listen to. And he says, my dear brothers, look at what the pasuk says by Ninveh. It doesn't say Hashem saw their sackcloth or their tainus. It says that Hashem saw that they changed their ways. And we also see by the Navi Yael, he told Klal Yisrael, the Kiru Levavchem, the Al Begdechem, the Pashat Pshat is, rip your hearts open, that means do tshuva, not just your clothes. We said another Pshat from Rashi, that if the Kiru Levavchem, if you do tshuva properly in your hearts, it won't be necessary for you to have to rip your clothes.